So we continue today in Simon Tzadik Tess. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Shasa Yayin Kedei Revias, Ayi Spala Achi Yaser Yino. If a person drank a revias of wine, let's call it for our purposes tonight 3.5 ounces of wine, a person should not daven until the effects of the wine have dissipated. Vim Shasa Yosef, a person drank more, Imu Yochol Adar B'lifnei HaMelech, if a person is able to speak before a king, Im Hispala Tfilas Wa Tfila, Vim Ini Yochol Adar B'lifnei HaMelech, Im Hispala Tfilas Wa Tfila, V'tzarach Lachsro L'Hispala Kishi Yaser Yino Me'alav. So the halacha is the following. If a person drank more than a revias, so if a person is coherent enough that they would be able to speak before the king, then they would be obligated to go ahead, then their tefillah would be a proper tefillah. If, however, again, they did not, if they drank so much that they would not be able to speak before the king, then the halacha would be that if they davened, their tefillah would be an abomination, and the person would have to go back and daven again at a time that the effects of the wine had worn off. And even if the time for tefillah elapsed, by the time a person sobered up, they would have to go ahead and do a tefillah tashlum, and a makeup tefillah in the following prayer, in the same way like one who accidentally missed the tefillah. Hagod Rama writes, "V'din kriyas shema k'din tefillah," and shema is just like shmona esrei, namely same idea that if you drink a revias of wine, you should not go ahead and recite Shema. But again, if you drank even more, as long as you could say the words coherently, then halacha l'maisa, again, you could daven. But if not, then the tefillah would be, the Shema would be a tevah, you'd have to repeat it. So the Mishnah Berurah has a comment. As the Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who are makel, there are some who are lenient with Shema, even if one was drunk. And the difference is because tefillah, prayer itself, is bakasha srachav. Person is going and asking their needs, and therefore it's inappropriate to petition for one's needs when one is in a state of drunken. The Shema, on the other hand, which is more of a declarative statement, so technically speaking, b'di'evet, even if one was able to recite it and one was a bit inebriated, technically one could be yotzei. Of course, it goes without saying that l'chatchila, one should make sure to daven both Shema and Shmona Esrei when one is not in a state of inebriation. Halacha beis. So walking it off, literally walking a mil, which is the distance that it takes to cover in 18 minutes, and sleep, and negate the effects of wine. This is only true if one only drank a revias of wine. But if one drank more than a revias, so apparently, again, if one drinks a revias, then a little bit of sleep and some walking it off is helpful. If one drank more than a revias, then halacha lemaisa, apparently walking and sleeping compounds the impact of the alcohol. This is only true if one was walking on their feet. About rochev, but if one was riding, let's say, on an animal, vaday derech mefigayayin, certainly the strain of travel negates the impact of the wine. And finally, halacha gimel, kol echad shu shasui sagile lefi ma shemargish benafsho shiyafigeno. Now, at the end of the day, what the Shulchan Aruch over here is saying is that this halacha lemaisa, again, is a subjective halacha. And therefore, if one drinks, one has to be able to measure the impact of the alcohol on themselves. The person has to be able to gauge at what point in time the impact of the alcohol is no longer there. Hago, v'lachin, the Ramah says something very interesting, v'lachin ein isharim b'yeno shalom she'ena chazokin. Therefore, the Ramah writes that today, we're not as nisar, we're not as careful with this halacha, because the wines that we have are not as strong. That today we daven, even if a person drank more than a revias. And all the more so if one is davening from a siddur, so one is able to concentrate, and therefore halacha l'maisa, one need not be concerned. So bottom line, what comes out of this sif is the following. Less than a revias of wine is not a problem. More than a revias, then again, if a person would be able to speak before a human king, then they could daven. If they can't speak before a human king, then they can't daven. And if they davened, such a tefillah is an abomination and shouldn't be repeated. Technically, l'chatchila, the same halacha applies for Kriya Shema. Bidi Avid Rama says that even if a person drank more than a Rabiyas, at the end of the day, a person has to know their abilities. And if a person drank more than a Rabiyas, but feels they could be coherent, feels that they can maintain some basic level of concentration, especially if they're davening from a Siddur, then Halacha L'maase, again, one would be permitted to daven, even if one consumes more than a Rabiyas of one. We'll stop over here. May Hashem, we'll pick up with Simen Kuf tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.